Hello and happy new year to all of you. This is the first episode of 2023, and I just wanted to say, first and foremost, I hope all of you had a wonderful holiday with family, friends, doing the things that you love, taking that time for yourself, and really just appreciating everything that you have. I got to spend some time with my mother, which is always wonderful. We always have a blast. We actually went to the casino because that is a Christmas tradition of ours in true Griswold style. So we had a great time, and now it is the new year. So let's get started. A few announcements to make before I get started is after this episode, I'm going to be changing the release date for my podcast and my newsletters to Tuesdays. So the next release date will be on January 17th and not the 15th. The other announcement I have to make is that I am releasing a course, and it is on January 30th. I'll talk about it more at the end. It is called The Confident Mindset, and you can check that out at theconfidentmindset.com. I'm really excited about it, but that is not what I'm talking about right now. Right now, I have a podcast episode for you. So with it being the new year and my new course about to be released, I wanted to start off with talking about one of my favorite topics. And that is confidence. Confidence is an important part of success. And I'm not just talking about the materialistic type of success. I'm talking about the internal type of success, fulfillment. Because with confidence, we take on bigger challenges, and with bigger challenges, we grow and we expand. If you listen to successful people giving speeches on how they got to where they are today, you'll hear a common word repeated throughout each of these individuals, and that's confidence. And as the word continued to be repeated through these stories, I started to become curious and honestly a little obsessed with it. You see, if confidence is the key to obtaining success, how do you get it? And so over the past year, I've really been trying to understand this concept and understand the idea of confidence. What is it? How do you achieve something like this? And why is it so important? And that is what this episode is about. This is the shit they should have taught us in school. So what is confidence? When you think of confidence, what comes to mind? Or better yet, I have spent the past year really trying to figure out what confidence is because I started to notice a pattern within myself. And that was that the more confidence I had, the bigger challenges I could take on, and the more at peace I felt with myself. When I look back at who I was 3 years ago today, the things that I have done within that time frame would have been unimaginable back then. And the difference is my confidence. It's that feeling of trust and certainty within myself that makes me feel safe. And for someone that was once battling depression, anxiety, PTSD, and patterns of codependency, among many other things, that's a huge leap. So what is confidence? The dictionary defines confidence as the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. Firm trust. If you had firm trust in me, like if you believed me without a doubt, what would your reaction be if someone, just a random person, you didn't know them, came and told you that I was lying to you about what I did last weekend? When you have firm trust in something, it means that you have certainty in it. And that's what confidence is. It's certainty. And self-confidence is certainty in yourself. And that's what this feeling was, except it wasn't the feeling or belief that I could rely on someone or something. It was the feeling and belief that I could rely on myself. Firm trust in myself. The challenge is that most of us go around focusing our confidence on external things. I could be confident that Starbucks has the best cup of coffee, or that Melissa is a trustworthy person. Or I could be confident that Apple or Tesla are great stocks to invest in. The problem with this is that I have no control over these things. And when things change that we have no control over, we panic. And when we panic, confidence is lost. But what happens when we take that confidence and we turn it inward? What happens when we decide to take that trust, that certainty, and start focusing it on ourselves instead of the external world? If you were more confident in yourself and your abilities, what would that mean for your business? If you had more confidence that you were able to achieve your goal, what would that mean for your health? And what about your relationships? If you had more confidence in how you were as a partner, hell, in who you are as a partner, how would that affect the relationships that you are in? If you were more confident with how you understood money, how you spent money, what money meant to you, what could that do for your wealth? When you start to focus on how you respond to the world rather than how the world is responding, amazing things happen. That's when you can go from being depressed and believing that you're worthless to someone that believes that they can achieve anything. Why? Because of confidence. And I'm not saying this to be cocky. There's a difference between confidence and cockiness. Cockiness has expectations. Confidence has trust. See, I learned how to trust myself. I learned what I was capable of, and I stopped allowing my fear to get in the way. I built my confidence up one small step at a time, and I continue to do so. And it was with this I became obsessed, because this is what I wanted to teach. This is the difference between the people that give up and the people that don't. This is the difference between the look of success and the feeling of success. And this is the difference that could make someone understand their value instead of believing that they have none. Self-confidence, the feeling or belief that one can rely on oneself. Firm trust. So the question now is, how do you get it? I want you to think back to a time when you felt confident, where you had this level of trust in yourself and what you were doing. How did it feel in your body? What were you saying to yourself? What did you believe? That feeling, those thoughts, those beliefs, they are yours. They are what made you feel confident in that moment, and they are what you need to strengthen. Confidence is not built in familiar moments. It's built and strengthened in moments of challenge, in moments of discomfort. And like a muscle, you can build on it, or you can let it go weak. So I have a question for you. If confidence is a feeling or belief in something or someone, a firm trust, would you trust someone who kept telling you one thing, but then doing another? Let's say you have a friend, and her name is Karen. And you and Karen decide that you want to meet for coffee tomorrow at noon. You show up, Karen doesn't. What do you start to think? Are you mad at Karen? Are you worried about her? Do you think that she's a bad person? Now, Karen calls, she apologizes, and she reschedules for tomorrow. You decide to agree. You show up again. Karen doesn't. So then what do you start to think? And this continues to happen. This becomes a pattern, and then one day Karen calls, and you just say, forget it. I'm not into this anymore. You can't rely on Karen any longer because you aren't confident she's going to show up. And you now have a new identity about Karen and what she's capable of. The same process and emotions are going on with you when you tell yourself you're going to go to the gym and you don't. The same thing happens when you say you're going to have a hard conversation with someone and you back down. The same thing happens when you say you'll start a business, a relationship, a diet, and you don't. Fear, doubt, they get into your mind and you back down. And the comfort of where you are is traded for your confidence, and it's traded for your trust. And when you don't trust yourself, you stop feeling safe. And when you stop feeling safe, that's when anxiety starts to kick in. You can't build confidence without courage. because that is what is required to face your fears. The people that make the speeches about their successes, the ones that attribute it to confidence, the thing that they are so humbly forgetting is that in order for them to have gotten that confidence, they needed the courage to get there. They needed the courage to go after their dreams. They needed the courage to pass on the offers that might have been tempting, but they didn't align with their end goal. They needed the courage to not listen to the people who stood in their way. It was the courage that they had to ignore the outside world's expectations and listen to their own. And in that courage, they started to build their confidence, firm trust. Confidence is an identity, but there's a pride that comes with confidence as well. Would you trust or believe in somebody that lies? Would you trust and believe in somebody that steals? Or would you trust and believe in somebody that has betrayed you? For me, confidence is knowing who you are. It's about trusting who you are. And it's being proud of who you are. And it's about believing in yourself in a way that no matter what happens, no matter what gets in your way, you can overcome it. You will find a way. For anybody who's doubting their confidence levels right now, I want to assure you that everybody has a level of confidence inside of them. It's just about understanding where you are currently and deciding to build that muscle over time. And with enough time, dedication, and enough focus, that muscle will get stronger. Don't make the goal about what you can achieve. Make it about the person you can become. I'm excited to announce that on January 30th, I'm going to be releasing my course called The Confident Mindset. We're going to be working through what it takes to build confidence, going through how to make decisions, our belief systems, and everything that really allows you to not only understand where you are, but how to build that confidence in yourself over time. If this is something that interests you, you can head over to theconfidentmindset.com and get on the list where I'm going to be sharing more information about enrollment, when you can sign up, and how to purchase. Thank you again for tuning in, and as always, a big thank you to Katie Larrabee for her inspiring art for the show, and Danielle Polari for her beautiful sound. Make 2023 a great one. You're worth it.